Everybody in their seats. Good. Welcome. Happy to have you here, and glad that the rain that was here this morning has stopped, and it's an auspicious day for us here at the PUC. It's my pleasure to welcome you to celebrate the completion of the first of several major projects in the PUC's $5 billion transformation of the Southeast Treatment Plant, San Francisco's largest and oldest wastewater facility. First, I wish to recognize and thank the leaders that are with us today, Mayor Daniel Lorry, District 10 Supervisor Shimon Walton, California State Water Resources Control Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel, San Francisco Public Utilities Commission President Kate Stacey, and her fellow commissioners Omni Jamdar and Megan Thurlow. Thank you for being here. Our Southeast Community Facility Commission Chair Damian Posey and Commissioner Karen Chung. San Francisco Arts Commission Director of Cultural Affairs Ralph Remington. Thank you so much for being here. And our Building and Trades Council Secretary Treasurer Rudy Gonzalez. And most notably, artist Nori Sato, the creator of the striking Evans Avenue public art wall that was paid for as part of this project. Where we are standing today is the brand new Headworks facility. This is where 80% of San Francisco's wastewater begins its journey to be safely treated, protecting public health and the environment. Sewer systems aren't sexy, but they're vitally important to the health of San Francisco. Every time somebody in North Beach, the Mission, the Bayview, and many other neighborhoods flushes a toilet, washes a dish, or takes a shower, that flow comes here first. And this is where large debris and grit are removed so the rest of the treatment system can do its vitally important job. And by the way, I just noticed Josh Arce is here, our Vice President. Thank you for being here. This $717 million project replaces two aging headworks with one modern facility. It has a smaller footprint, greater efficiency, and advanced technology that removes 95% of grit, about a ton of grit each day. On average, the new Headworks facility treat about 45 million gallons of wastewater per day. That's enough to fill 68 Olympic-sized swimming pools. During storms, it can handle flows that surge to more than five times that amount. It also significantly reduces odors with state-of-the-art odor control, and that's part of our commitment to being a good neighbor to the Bayview Hunters Point community. And perhaps most importantly, this new Headworks facility has been engineered to withstand a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. And that's something we can all be happy about, considering the little wake-up call we got last week in Berkeley. And 3 feet of sea level rise, making sure our wastewater system will be working when the city needs it most. And it's now my pleasure and honor to introduce our mayor, Daniel Lorry, whose leadership and focus on public health, safety, and core city functions has been instrumental to the successes that we're seeing across the city. Mayor Lorry.
You just said that this might not be sexy. I think this building's sexy. Thank you all for making it happen. When people think about San Francisco, they picture our skyline, our bridges, our neighborhoods, but what they don't always think about is the system beneath our feet, the infrastructure that makes life here in the greatest city in the world possible. For decades, the Southeast Treatment Plant has been the backbone of our city. But time and the growing demands of San Francisco made it clear that we needed to act. We risked flooding, outages, and we risked public health. That was not an option. So the SFPUC set out to build something stronger. Today, we are, and I am, proud to cut the ribbon on the new Headworks facility wastewater treatment plant, with upgrades to infrastructure and improved performance for greater efficiency. This facility secures our future, cuts down on maintenance costs to save residents money, and protects the environment. It also uses technology to eliminate odors for the Bayview community. This project will serve San Francisco for generations to come. And it's already being recognized. Earlier this year, the Headworks facility received the Project Excellence Award from the Water Environment Federation, a national reminder that San Francisco still leads the way. But this project isn't just about safety and reliability. It's also about beauty and integrating the treatment plant into this community. Just down the block, the 300-foot art wall designed by Nori brings color and creativity to Evans. That wall was created as part of this project, showing that infrastructure can serve both function and spirit. To everyone and to all of you here today who made this possible, our SFPUC staff, our commissioners, the designers, engineers, union workers, community leaders, and state and federal partners, on behalf of a grateful city and a grateful mayor, we say thank you. Your commitment has made San Francisco stronger. I end everything because this is a moment that I'm really fired up to be at with, let's go San Francisco, and now Supervisor Shimon Walton.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, welcome to District 10, welcome to Bayview. First of all, I just want to acknowledge that things like this in community don't just happen. There was a lot of work that happened for us to get here. A lot of years of blood, sweat, and tears, community coming together with city leadership. I want to thank the PUC for making sure that they made this investment in community. Nobody asked for a wastewater treatment plant to be in their community. But this is definitely a testament from the city to make sure that we now have a cleaner facility, that we now have a facility that will be better for protecting the bay, that we now have a facility that has also provided a brand new community center right here in the southeast on Evans and 3rd Street, which was important when we started this project to replace the old southeast community facility. Lots of contractors local, lots of employees local as you look around who had the opportunity to work right on this project right here in their very own community, which was also something that was very important for us to make happen for this community. So as we see the new facility, as we know all of the investment, all the time it took to get here, always remember the hard work and dedication of everyone who came together to make sure that this happened. Because this community has had to endure the wastewater treatment plant for a long time. But the city responsibly stepped up and provided a better and cleaner facility. And for that, we do appreciate San Francisco. Thank you all for being here this morning. This is a labor of love. So many folks put their heart and soul into this. And we're going to have an amazing time together as we cut the ribbon on this facility. Thank you.
Well, this doesn't happen without money. And you heard that this is a $717 million project, and we had an important and vital partner in that effort. We benefited from low-cost state loans, and we're happy to have the State Water Resources Control Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel here, who is a vital partner in this project, and we thank him so much for his assistance.
Thank you so much, Dennis. It is an honor to be here with you all this morning. My name is Joaquin Esquivel. I'm here as the chair of the State Water Resources Control Board. Many of you may know, but we're a five-member board, and we, along with our nine regional water quality control boards, oversee water quality regulation in the state of California. We also oversee drinking water systems and administer water rights. But actually, our largest division by staffing is our Division of Financial Assistance. And that's why we're proud to be able to have supported this project, not just on the regulatory side, through the regional board, through permitting, through the partnership around and discussion around how we better manage our water resources, but as a funder as well. 75% of this project was funded through both low-interest loans at the State Water Board, about over $100 million there, and then the rest with federal low-interest loans. And those low-interest savings are really critical for affordability. We all really understand that there are real tough pressures on our communities right now. And this infrastructure, this is fundamental, ultimately, to the future of our communities and is actually a generational replacement of investments that were made 40, 50, 60 years ago. So it's exciting to be standing here before you, to be able to celebrate with you the leadership it takes to innovate, to reinvest, and importantly, to overcome inequities that have long stood in the water sector. So I really appreciate the leadership, appreciate the opportunity. I know it's a little pithy, but often it's said, you know, we have 19th century laws with 20th century infrastructure and 21st century challenges. So when we think of the climate pressures that we're seeing, when we think of the need to reduce nutrients, to really adapt to this new climate, it's going to take 21st century infrastructure. And that's what this is. 21st century infrastructure that San Franciscans can be proud of and that we as a state can continue to point to as the leadership that it'll take to continue to maintain access to clean water, maintain access to healthy waterways, and continue to support our communities in the future ahead. So thank you. It's an honor to be here and celebrate. I'd like now to introduce the San Francisco Building and Construction Trades Council Secretary and Treasurer, Rudy Gonzalez. Thank you. Thank you, too.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Rudy Gonzalez, and I represent skilled tradespeople here in San Francisco in the Greater Bay Area. And I want to first thank all of you who are employees of the SFPUC, whether you work in workforce development or in the project labor agreement administration, or you're part of the design or engineering team. I want to give you a round of applause, because without your hard work and public service, projects like this would not be possible. To put it in perspective, there were 2,300 jobs created, and this did not happen by accident. This happened because of a commitment, because of a contracting community that stepped up to bring a vision into reality. So I want to recognize Sunt Walsh and their leadership for the work on this project. In those 2,300 jobs, 1.24 million hours of work generating $112 million in wages were earned on this job, surpassing the local hire requirement of our city and county of San Francisco. General Manager Herrera, this project delivered 33% local hire opportunities to this community right here in San Francisco and in the Bayview. That meant local contractors, hyper-local contractors, and their union partners were able to put people to work right here in the Bayview, right here in the neighborhood, who for all too long had a sense of what this treatment plant was, what it could be in the future, but in real terms got to put their hands on something tangible and will be part of the history and the fabric of this infrastructure in the community. And to that, we're very, very grateful. I just want to say that the Headworks project shows what partnership is all about. It equalized the playing field for the contracting community and made sure that this was a safe job site. It made sure that people earned family-sustaining wages, had access to good health care, and started earning retirement security. I would also be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the leadership of the PUC in generations past and in its current formation. So thank you to the commissioners and the Public Utilities Commission, who have really helped uplift these types of projects as matters of public policy and economic development. With that, I want to end my remarks here by just noting that oftentimes, our skilled craftspeople, they bring grit, they bring determination, they literally get their hands dirty on building the city's infrastructure. It's not always the case that they get to integrate the operation of their build with beautification, with art, with something that gives back to our community. So with that, I'm really honored to introduce Nuria Sato, the artist on this project. Please give her a warm welcome.
Hi, everyone. The title for the artwork is WHORL, Our Circular Nature. I know it's a long title, but it's a long artwork, so, you know, it's okay. Part of the reason for the title is that I wanted to make sure that people felt that the idea of art is not passive, it's active, and to encourage people to really participate with it, with their brains, their eyes, their experiences, to make sure that it isn't just something that you look at. It's not just a uni-layered item. It is something that is active, continuously changing, and for us to all kind of participate with it in the environment. The other thing is that the idea of our circular nature, nature has two meanings, our own personal nature as human beings, but also nature as a whole. And this whole project is all about the cycle and the circular nature of what comes in, goes out, gets used, comes back, and that is also really very important. So along with everybody else's thanks, I wanted to thank my family, but also my project manager, Mary Chu, with the Arts Commission, and Blair Randall with the SFPUC, because without all of these people and without some of the engineers that I and architects that I also worked with, this artwork would never have happened. And it's that kind of holistic view of things that is really important about this project and also about the integration of the artwork within some of our public infrastructure projects. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Nori. And I'd like to, at this time, invite President Stacy, Vice President Arce, and other members of our commission up, as well as Damian Posey and the Director of Cultural Affairs for the Arts Commission, Ralph Remington, to join us as Mayor Lurie cuts the ribbon, formally kicking this off. So thanks very much. Come on up.
Three, two, one.
Hooray!